Hello and welcome. This is Jim Harwell with Jim Harwell Ministries podcast. Thank you for joining me. And these first 5 to 10 podcasts, which I'm going to try to keep all each of them less than 10 minutes, are just going to lay a foundation for these messages and for these teachings that will be hopefully dozens and dozens in the future. But the whole purpose is to help people and to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to proclaim the gospel. But first, let's just get started. And a simple prayer. Father God Almighty, thank you for everything. We're in awe of being your children, and we just thank you that you are here. I want to first let me begin by this. Today's teaching will be simple, straightforward, but I want to kind of give a foundation that the main focus, the focus of these messages is, of course, Jesus Christ. But I want to first say the key to a walk with the Almighty God, which all of us on the earth want to have, right? A key is the presence of Jesus Christ. It is the greatest entity, the greatest thing available to human beings today by far. In fact, nothing else even compares. Nothing else even really exists. The presence of Almighty God. And it's available to all of us. It's so simple. This is what Jesus called the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. If you notice, when Jesus Christ walked on the earth, his main subject that he talked about, if you just look up in a concordance, what's his most frequently talked about subject or topic, it was the kingdom. What is the kingdom? It's the presence of Jesus. That's period. That's it. And that's the most awesome thing in all the universe. The presence of Almighty God. And if you notice, Jesus talked about it a lot, and he said he could never put it into words. Even God himself, Jesus Christ is God, walking on the earth. He came to earth as a man and justified himself to the whole world. And we should listen to him, right? In fact, a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." He never could actually say what the kingdom of God is. He couldn't put it into words. Why? Because it's too wonderful. It's too glorious, too awesome, just beyond human comprehension. The presence of Jesus. This is what it's all about. This is the purpose, one of the purposes of these messages, is to, for us to discuss this, to get it out, to shout it from the rooftops, to put it, get it right out. Let's talk about it. Let's really, let's explore this. Let's make this a priority, because this is the key. This is what I believe every person on the earth is searching for. We're all searching for the answer, right? The answer. What's the answer? This is the answer. It's so simple. The presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. The glorious presence that he's so beautiful, so glorious, so merciful, so much beyond anything we can ever comprehend or imagine. This is the key. And I want to just discuss it. You know, let's again, I want to explore this topic. I'm right at 5 minutes here, but every person on the earth has access to this. And so let me state that another way. God Almighty, our great Father God in heaven, wants everyone to come into his family, wants to save essentially everybody, wants everyone to make it to heaven, everybody to find salvation through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He wants that. It's for everyone. In other words, so the next logical step is everyone has access to this glorious presence. It's not just for a few, it's for everybody. And that's a whole nother teaching, a whole nother topic. But as we go forward in these teachings, I do want everyone to realize it's for everybody. It's available. And it's just unbelievable to me that we as human beings miss it. You know, so many of us, we don't seek Jesus Christ and this glorious presence. We do other things. We get distracted. We're all guilty of it. And let me first say, I'm not claiming to have all the answers and to be, I don't want to come across that way. I don't want to be, I'm not the be all end all. I'm simply want to walk with Jesus. It's in that daily walk with him, which is, again, I go back to the simplicity. For all of us, it is simple. It's not complicated. It's simply walking with him and following Jesus. So I'm at about 7 minutes. But again, wrapping up, the kingdom of God. Please go and read the Gospels and just check out the really awesome teachings that we could just get on here and read the teachings, read the Gospels straight through, boom, and just see the wonderful, glorious presentation that Jesus makes of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and all those wonderful teachings. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. The kingdom of God is like this. It's like that. It's like a man who goes and finds a treasure buried in a field. He goes and sells everything he has, buys that field, and digs the treasure up again and again and again. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to focus on this glorious presence that is, it's so beyond anything we can comprehend. Just one moment of just glimpsing his presence is the greatest thing a human being can ever experience. So let's forget the things. Let's try to move on from the things in the natural world and look to the real world, the spiritual world, where the real things are happening, things that matter, things that are eternal, things where angels and the Holy Spirit, but the angels and all these wonderful, incredible things happening in the spirit realm, and know that we have all power over anything of the enemy. And Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. And so we can rest in Jesus, we can walk with him in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we can have victory. And also, I'm at 9 minutes, so I want to keep it under 10. Also, these messages are for anybody who wants to listen, and but it's really for people in need, people who have a need, people who are looking for answers, looking for, what's the answer? How can I find solutions to, maybe someone needs a miracle, maybe someone needs a healing, maybe someone needs emotional healing, maybe somebody is just really down and in need. These messages are for you. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Well, that might be one of the next scriptures that I cite, the famous scripture that he quoted from Isaiah. But anyway, blessings. Thank you for listening, and be with you next time.